On this episode of American Chopper, the Tuttles are forced to rally around Mikey in a time of crisis.
Ended up getting a call from Michael, and you know, it seems as though he's checked himself into rehab. That may come as a surprise to some people, but I think it's something that he's been struggling with for a while, and he finally decided to do something about it.
The big family news finally reaches Senior.
What's going on?
So I just found out that Mikey is in rehab.
Ooh.
Well, the thing of it is that, you know what, I give him credit. I know that he's been having a real problem. I know it.
But despite Senior's own history with addiction, there's no sign that Mikey's problems will bring the family back together.
So when are you retiring?
Me?
Yeah.
Never. I'm going to make sure I spend every penny of my money so my kids don't get
Meanwhile, without Mikey or Junior around, OCC moves forward with a special customer request. The commission of a one-of-a-kind chopper trike.
It's either getting something else that we can ride or give up riding.
And after a rough year at the shop, Senior gives the guys a break to thank them all for surviving the wild roller coaster ride.
It's important to see now that Paulie's gone, things are still moving on. I think that if everybody keeps plugging and everybody keeps just doing what they're doing, working together, team effort, and just keep doing what we're doing.
Hey guys,
what's up, Ron?
Hi,
Paul. I have Bill and Stacy Johnson.
Hi.
They're interested in getting a trike.
Hi, that's me.
Getting a trike built.
Okay.
Well, I'm looking for a custom trike. I have a custom bike now, and I've had 3 left knee replacements and 2 left hip replacements. It's getting hard riding when I've got to use my legs and all control it, and every time I have a replacement, I lose space, so the doctor said, I don't think we can do any more replacements. So it's either getting something else that we can ride or give up riding.
You know, we had a customer come in today, and he wanted us to build a trike, which we've built a couple before.
We've done a couple of them, right? We did one for a paraplegic.
So we're kind of familiar about how I think the rear section is the most difficult on those on those trikes.
And I don't want your standard looking bike. I want something more of a custom made bike along the lines of the bike I've got. Yeah, I'd like for it to be a chopper trike that has its own personality.
Anything else like you have in mind? Front end rake or any of that stuff?
Yeah, I don't like the real boxy look like you see on
like
most trikes.
That look like type of
thing. Yeah. You know, we don't want the big bulky trike looking things.
Yeah.
The ice cream truck.
Yeah. The good humor.
Yeah, so I want it so if you're looking at it from the side, it looks like a custom bike.
I think the goal for the customer is going to be, number one, comfort, and number two, style. You know, he's got to look good going down the road, or else why not just hop in a car?
You see a lot of them that look like they're very comfortable to sit in, but they don't look worth anything. So I want it as comfortable as I can get it, but still have that custom look to it.
You don't want to be really stretched out on a bike, right? I mean, you don't want that. When you're sitting on it, you don't want to be stretched out. You want to be sitting in it.
Yeah.
And so you're comfortable.
Yeah.
Be sitting up more instead of reaching for the bars.
Right, yeah. I want to, while you're sitting there.
You know what? This time the rendering, it's for a client that's just, he's kind of loose with the design. So it's going to be kind of a loose project. A lot of people are going to get involved and give their opinions. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be the entire team working on it like it always is.
Is it for 2 people?
Yeah. She won't let me go without her. In fact, I don't want to go without her.
That's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we got it all.
You know, I think that for us, everything's a challenge. We love challenges here, and there's nothing that we can't do.
The next thing will be Jason will draw something up. And then you guys will get the opportunity to look at it. And if you want to make some changes, you can make some changes. And, you know, and then once you get it right, then we'll just get building on it, you know.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thanks, guys.
So it gives us an opportunity to build another trike. And actually, it'll be quite different than the ones that we built before.
Take care.
Thanks.
guys. How are you?
What's going on,
hey,
Steve?
Rachel, how are you?
How you doing, bud?
How you doing today?
I'm good.
Good.
It's hot out.
What's up? What can I do for you today?
Looking for a pickup. I need a work truck for my company.
Do you? Okay.
You sell those here?
I sell a couple of those.
Sit down.
Okay, cool. Good.
I'm here today to see about a new truck for Paul Jr. Designs.
So, Paul, what do you need? Like a
truck? You know, the full-size truck, definitely. Okay. I've had full-size trucks before, and I prefer them. When I was with OCC, people always knew who we were because of our logo. Now that I'm no longer working at OCC, I want to be sure that people know I have my own company. And part of that is getting my own truck and lettering it up so people know what Paul Jr. Designs is. Me and her do a lot of fishing together.
Oh, cool.
So sometimes we do a little off-road.
I have one outside that we use to do that. Don't like to do that with the new ones,
you're
going to get. But I have a one that we do test drives like that on.
Okay.
And see if that works for you. And we can get that one all muddy if you want. And then you can pick out one of the new ones.
Perfect. You know, the idea is to have something that looks nice that I could actually do stuff with, throw some bikes in the back, whatever. And also have something I could bump around town and you know, have the logo and the website address, Paul Jr. Designs, on it. And, you know, just seems like the right thing to do at this stage in my career.
So what do you think of that truck, Paul?
Beautiful. I mean, off-road, obviously, it's a good off-road vehicle, and I'm sure it's just as good on the road. I just need it in black. I just want solid black, full-size pickup, and we're good to go. Oh, yeah, that's nice. That's
that
perfect.
One, Rachel, that one all right?
Yeah.
You think?
That's really nice.
This one's a little cleaner than the other one, though.
Yeah, I really like it in black. And you know what? I'll letter it up nice. I'll get Paul Jr. Designs down the side, put a nice big white logo on the hood, real classy and tasteful. All right, good.
Good, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate it.
Enjoy it.
Thanks for everything.
Have a good
Steve.
Day now.
Thank you.
All right, you guys take care.
All right, buddy. I'm excited because we get to put some lettering on this truck, and now we got a brand new Paul Jr. Designs work truck.
All right, man, what are we doing here? We're going to build a trike today.
Yeah, we're building a motor trike.
We're going to build a trike today.
Mm-hmm.
I laid out all the parts that they gave us so far. The rear end came and stuff.
This morning we're getting work on a new project that we're doing. We're going to be building another trike. It's not no theme based or anything like that. It's just for a customer who's looking to have a trike. We got something figured out for them, so we're going to start with a mock-up and see what we can do. All right, now we talked about this the other day about putting... We had a plate or something that was probably big enough that we could use. We came in this morning, and Mike had everything all laid out, pretty much all the parts and everything we were going to need for mock-up. And really, we just started out like we normally do, put the motor in, square that off at a frame, and then really start figuring out how we're going to attach the back section and stretch it out.
On five. One, two, three, four, five. Oh, my Lord.
Okay.
Okay.
I hope
that's where it's got to be. The last time we did a trike, we did it on an FXR-type frame. This time we're doing it on a soft-tail frame, so it's a little bit new.
See how good Jim made these plates. Should be interesting.
Jim's made up some pretty neat plates for us to see if the rear end was the proper distance away from the frame. And give us the extra 5 inches of length that the customer requested. I guess the guy's going to ride around with his wife on it, so he wants something a little bit longer.
Now, what did I have? I had two fast spacers and those two washers. If I tighten this up where it is and I go there, I see it's twisted, like the whole rear's got to come over this way again.
And those plates work out pretty good?
Well, pretty much. We got the bike into a roller. We got the front end on. We got the motor and tranny. The primary, all that stuff is situated. We got the back end pretty well lined up to where about we want it. We got a little bit of tweaking here and there. All right, well, that's cool. I mean, that's going to work.
Switch this and stuff.
But yeah, we can switch that around.
At least we know where we're at now.
It's going to have to get, because these two went in really nice.
I'll tell you what, it looks pretty cool on there, though, man. It's long.
It's another trike. That's good. These are cool to do. And then, really, hopefully tomorrow or the next day, we should be getting a body for it, and then we're going to see what we have to, cut up there and, just change around or anything like that. All right, should we get the heck out of here?
Tomorrow's another day.
Yeah, let's get the hell out of here. We'll try again tomorrow. Sounds good.
Sweet.
So, this is going to be part of your seat?
Yeah, well, it's going to be almost like a king queen setup. You know what I mean?
So it's going to bump up here and then bump up and then bump up in the back.
Yeah.
What else you got left on this thing?
Really the seat. Christian's working on the tranny. He might have that. He put the reverse in it.
It's pretty cool to have reverse, though, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Especially, you really need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have to go push this thing around.
I'm working on the transmission on the for the trike. I'm putting in the reverse gear. Normally, you don't have reverse on a bike, but this trike is big enough where it's going to need one. And our client asked for it, so we need to modify the tranny. It was fairly simple. I came across a couple hang-ups. I had to do a little machining. Had to machine out the clutch cable cover for clearance purposes.
Tiny bit more.
You see where this thing's hitting, dude?
That's what it is, Christian. It's this.
All the way down to the groove?
Yeah, I mowed right to where it's marking.
The reverse gear is actually a very simple concept. You're adding two more gears to it, which mesh with when you rotate a third wheel down onto it, it syncs them together, and therefore you have reverse.
Now, line up.
Hey, Rick.
Hey.
I'm bringing a friend of mine over here.
Yeah? What's up?
How you doing?
How you doing, friend of Steve's?
Ryan.
Ryan. Nice to meet you, Ryan.
Ryan, Rick, Christian, and Mike. This is Ryan Newell.
How you doing, man?
Pretty good. Ryan.
Nice to meet you, Ryan.
Nice to meet you.
Mike.
He was in the war and he lost both his legs.
Yeah.
A guy came into the shop today and he saw we were working on a trike and he asked if he could talk to the guys because he was thinking about getting one for himself.
I used to ride before. I'm still drag racing right now, as a matter of fact. What brought me today was, I'm getting ready to retire from the Army due to the amputations from my accident. And my wife wants me to be able to have the toys and the lifestyle that I want to live.
He's also here because he's looking to buy a trike, and I said, well, it turns out we're building one, so you want to take a look.
I seen the viewing area, and I just happened to roll in there, and I seen that it was a trike, and so I asked if I could, talk to somebody about looking at them building the trike, because that just something that's going to give me motivation to be able to live life. I was looking at doing just a regular bike, but I don't want to take that risk of tipping it or anything, right.
Plus, it's different, man. It's not, you don't see a lot of, chopper trikes.
Chopper trikes. Yeah. That was the thing, was I look at the trike kits and stuff that are out on the road now, and everything's so big and bulky, and that's just not me. I like the slim lines, the slim look, and be able to flow with everything. The work that OCC does is just phenomenal, and so I chose to come up here to see if we could get a deal worked out to where they could build a custom trike to where it looks sleek and smooth and have the stability for me to be able to ride as well. I can't stop my life, just because I got injured. You guys do such a great job that I want that custom look. Mm-hmm. And we don't, I don't have to get too extreme in fabrication. I'm not that picky.
Do you want it all high in the front too, or something low like this?
I want something low profile like that. Something low profile,
With the front end
kicked out, so it's sleek looking all around.
It was good that Ryan was looking through the window and he was interested in a trike because he's just a regular customer. He's not a big corporate company, and neither is this person that we're building this one for right now. So maybe it's a change in the economy. Maybe people will loosen up with their bucks a little bit and they want to spend them on something cool like a neat chopper, And we'll be more than happy to build one for anybody.
Hey, thank you guys.
Great. Good. Nice meeting you.
Good meeting you. Good meeting you.
Most certainly.
And hey, looking forward to it, all right?
Yep, definitely. Keep that for yourself.
All right, I will. Yeah. I appreciate it.
All right, good, man. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
That'd be cool. I wonder how much narrower we can go with these.
Yeah, I wonder how much narrower. I mean, like he was saying with the tire.
I've been thinking a lot about Mikey lately, and I know that going into rehab was a tough choice for him, but I also know it's what's best for him. In a few more weeks, he'll be back and he'll be better, and that's really all we can ask for. When I say having Michael back, I mean the clear-headed Michael, who's witty and is around a lot and sober. And, it makes a big difference, because someone could be around a lot and not really be there. So. Looking forward to having him back. We're here at the Village Hall in Montgomery, and I'm coming here to meet the mayor and a couple other people to start talking about the possibility of building a dog park in the village. So this is the general area where the dog park would go, mm-hmm. essentially.
Right. There's quite a bit of acreage there, but we probably would have to make it a little bit longer than wider.
And what do you think you can get acreage-wise? An acre?
Yeah, we wouldn't have a problem. Easily do an acre and a half.
I don't have any clients right now, and I want to stay sharp. So when I heard they were looking to design and build a dog park here in Montgomery,
I thought it would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and keep my design skills honed. So what I think I'll do right off the bat is just start researching, seeing who I can get involved with the project as far as donating stuff.
Well, Paul is an innovator, and he has good knowledge as far as putting things together and bringing ideas and concepts together, and we think he's the perfect person to do this dog park. Is there anything else you would need us to look at?
Well, I think once we get into the project, I might ask for certain maybe help or something like that. I'm going to try and get some good, there's some innovative products out there for dog parks, you know, ways to not have any mud at all and things like that. So maybe we can get some people like that involved and they'll want to donate the products.
Yeah, that would be ideal.
You know, it's important for me to give back to this community because, you know, I live here. I've been here my entire life, and I love to be involved with any kind of project that's going to improve the town in any way. This is completely different from designing a bike or a grill, so I'm excited about the challenge. I'll go home and think it through, and then in a couple days I'll meet these guys down at the site, and I'll get an even clearer picture of what I need to do.
Okay.
This is the whole body deal.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a real heavy rig.
You know, working on the trike today, and we got Rick, Mike, Christian over there trying to figure out how to mount the body panels, all the fiberglass work here.
Look at it this way, Rick. It looks good like that.
It does.
With the, you know, when it's sticking. I think it looks better up than it does flat.
This thing is, like, way leaning, though.
Well, one of the things with doing the trike here, usually Jason does a drawing and everything, gets it approved by the customer. And, you know, then we go off at a drawing to start our project. But with this one that we're doing, it's not something that he could even draw because he's not even sure of the parts that we're using.
You know what we should make for this thing? Nice rear bumper like we put on on the 57 Chevy.
That'd be cool because he's looking for the lights to be back there recessed, and that would be cool.
We could do something
bumper.
Cool right off of this.
It's actually more fun this way because we get to use some of our ideas, too, that we have, you know, and sometimes some of the best ideas are spur-of-the-moment ones. I think we should put a wheelie bar that goes into here.
Yeah, definitely. Flamethrower.
So that thing's...
Parachute.
That's scary. Flamethrower, parachute, nails.
Let's do it.
Ideas are flowing.
And, you know, some of us would throw out ideas, and they were like, no, and this is why, because you're not thinking all the way through.
Well, the only thing I don't want to do is over-logo. If you already have the logo down there, I wouldn't put the logo up.
Oh, okay.
You know, it... Sometimes you can overdo it. At one point, everybody was throwing out the fact that they wanted OCC logos on these side plates that I'm making. Turns out there's OCC logos on the footboards that we want to put there. And to me, putting two OCC logos right side by side like that kind of is overkill in the logo department.
Have you seen the Paul Jr. Designs pickup truck?
No.
No. Where's that?
He drives it around. It's got the Paul Jr. Designs logo everywhere.
Really?
No, I haven't seen Paul Jr.'s truck, but from what the way Jim was explaining it, it's really gutted out really well, so.
Tailgate, doors, hood, roof, I mean, everywhere you look.
No. You think that he would have thought it out a little bit better and made it a little bit cleaner because that's the way he always used to do things.
He's got it tinted on the windows. He definitely can't miss it.
But now he's got reins of his own business so he can do whatever he wishes, you know? And what's that for, his line of clothing?
His business, Paul Jr. Designs. His, you know, he'll design, if you want him to design a grill, he'll design a grill. If you want him to design a dog park, he'll design a dog park.
Oh, yeah? I want some design
bundles. Ketchup bottle.
Ketchup bottle.
You right. Name it, he'll draw it.
Or no, he'll have somebody draw it.
All right.
We're here down at the Veterans Memorial Park in Montgomery, and we're checking out the actual location where the dog park's going to be. So this is it over here, correct? This is all it over here?
Yeah.
Right behind,
well,
the, tennis
behind the tennis court.
Probably 20 or 30 feet.
I mean, you obviously clear right to the trail, or you leave some woods up between the dog park and the trail?
I would leave some woods between the trail and the dog park, most definitely. I think there's plenty of room.
If we don't have to do it square, I think that's even better.
Yep.
Because square is kind of like, I think it'll look better if it's got more of a natural.
You could do any kind of design.
Yeah.
And you have this room here, Paul,
yeah, it
too.
Will feel a little cagey.
You got, you know.
The space is absolutely beautiful. It's a great park down here. There's a lot of stuff going on. This is the Little League field. You know, this is where I played baseball. So it's very comfortable, close to home. And the space is just great. You could keep woods around the whole dog park, even here. In other words, you could pull up and go down a little bit of a path.
Right.
and then clear it all out in the middle and have trees all the way around.
That's what we would want.
The dog park.
We don't want to see the dog park so much from the trail, maybe a little bit of it.
Well, I think we're getting beyond the planning stages, and I'm feeling a lot more optimistic after talking to Paul, because, I mean, you know, after conceptualizing, I mean, he's the perfect person to bring it all together. I mean, we know what he can do with the choppers, so, I mean, the dog park should be a piece of cake for him.
Actually, it wouldn't be bad to have a little offshoot of the trail right to the dog park as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
You know, I'm excited, and I think it's going to look a lot sooner than it is later now.
Yeah, they're very popular. I mean, the county one is always packed.
Yeah.
On the weekends.
Yeah, it's always, and it's a nice dog park, but this could be a lot nicer. I mean, I would like to see this be a lot nicer than that.
You put your stamp on it, and we'll make it the best. That's all.
That's what we got to do. Good. This kind of project's really important to me for a number of reasons. I think, for one, I have two dogs, so plain and simple. As a company, it's really important for me to give back to the community. It's something I've done all these years with OCC. I've always given back, you know, of my time and things of that nature. And I think it's great to have the opportunity to give back as Paul Jr. Designs. So, I mean, if we can get this project done before winter, it really gives us like 2.5 months. But if we had the right people on it, I'm sure we can crank it out.
Yep.
I'm really excited about it. It's a great team. And I'm sure we'll have Rachel involved as well, so we can't lose. All right, let's go. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
What's up, man?
Hey, Dad.
Senior comes in my office today. And he had some news. What's going on?
So I just found out that Mikey is in rehab.
Ooh. Really?
You know, I found out today that Mikey was in rehab. The situation with Michael was not good, hasn't been good, you know?
For how long? When?
He just went in. I think it's like 30 days, 40 days.
Mike. Oh, really?
Well, the thing of it is that, you know what? I give him credit. I know that he's been having a real problem. I know it, and I think it interferes. It contributes to some of the bad relationship and some of the things of him not showing up all the time and him not committing to anything and, you know, the whole nine yards. So hopefully, you know, that, you know, by doing what he's doing, you know, it'll help him get his life straightened out and maybe things could come back to somewhat normal around here, because I think you know as well as I do the way that things have been. It's been a total disaster. So on the positive side, you know, if him going into rehab makes a difference in his life, which, you know, hopefully it does, then it's kind of like a domino effect. And I think that's what the main goal of sobriety is, to make changes in your life. But, you know, again, you know, like I think it's a positive thing. It's a positive thing that he's doing.
Right.
I never did rehab, you know what I mean? I should have, but I didn't. But I did get sober, and it made a big difference in my life. It's going on 25 years for me, so.
Well, he's gone for a while.
Yeah,
huh?
He's, not that he was here anyhow.
Yeah.
But at least he's gone, and he's in a good place.
Well.
So, I hope, you know.
Hopefully
listen,
he gets it straightened out,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I mean, that would be the best thing.
You know what? If Mikey gets everything straightened out here and cleaned up, it really could be like a fresh start or like a turning point for him. I really hope that's what happens.
Well, you know what? It's always a risk. 1 out of 35.
No.
That's the odds, yeah. 1 out of 35 gets sober and stays sober. But
really?
I always look at it, if I can do it, anybody can do it. My daughter actually told me about Mikey being in a rehab, and seeing that we don't communicate anymore, she's going to keep me up to date on as far as how he's doing and what's going on.
You know, maybe he'll look up to you as a role model, you know?
He'll never look up to me. My sons never look up to me, so use somebody else as an example. I think that the most important thing is the outcome. I know a lot of people that have been to rehabs, and a lot of them came out really successful. So, you know, you always got to look at the bright side of things.
Now, this whole seat thing, this is how big this seat is. So you figure it's going to start probably right around here. right?
Right.
That level. Actually, do you have another seat?
Right. Yep, right here. Same exact one.
Let's just see what's that look like.
It's got a good step.
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
You wouldn't need to back up that high, though. But, I mean, that's kind of a cool kind of look. One of the things that we're going to do for this seat, we're going to make a two-up seat for us, so we have to cut out some of the fiberglass. And really, we don't have a seat pan forward or anything like that, so we're going to have to try to make something. You know what I'd like to do, though? I'd like to pitch it like this. So I get the back down lower, keep this, you know what I mean, pitch it not as drastic as this one is, but instead of being flat like here you're sitting on it, you're probably going to want to tend to slide forward.
Right.
You'd want it pitched back a little bit so you're sitting down in your pocket. It really fits really good, like two of our regular softtail seats. We stack them up with each other. It's a really good angle. It gives the passenger a really good height above the driver. So we're going to go with some kind of pattern off of that.
Bought somebody else's exhaust for the front section to get us back to the end of the original frame, and then we'll have to fill in the 5 inches that we extended the frame for the trike section to be mounted to. Shame, because that pipe just had a little bit more bend to it.
Mm-hmm.
I could actually just extend it and it would work. Building a trike instead of building a regular chopper that we usually do here, it's a lot more fun because it's something different. It opens up your mind and makes you think a little bit more because we haven't done so many of them. It makes your mind work a little bit harder, you know? I'm not saying that our choppers are simple that we build, but it does make you think more. Yep, that's probably all we'll need. If we need more, it's right here.
Yeah. I just started making everything out of 1/8-inch plate that we have. That's typically what we do use for seat pans. And set the seats on top of each other, and just came up with a really good, you know, like a shape for it. And I'm just going to make pretty much like a two-up seat, like a king and queen kind of style. Do a nice little back support for the driver and the passenger. And I think in the back of the seat, we're going to do something cool and just make like a little speed bump coming off the back of it. And we'll have that wrapped in leather also. So it'll be just a cool way to finish the seat and just a different feature for the trike. I did it like that. I think that's gonna be nicer. Because the padding will still pitch down, and then like probably right around in this area here, it's gonna be start going right into the back.
Right, exactly, Rick.
I think that'll be cool too. Like I said, we'll taper those in on the side there, they can cover that. That'll be nice. Covers, you know, takes away that whole issue.
Oh, look good.
Ready?
Getting there.
You ready?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Pretty much today we want to get the trike finished up. We just got a couple odds and ends just to button up, and then really just tear it down, just get everything tagged, and get it loaded up and get it shipped out of here. Okay, that's my angle. One of the things I threw in at the last minute, we were talking about making some kind of bumper, and originally we were going to have maybe JQ machine something out, but just the time frame wasn't going to allow for that. So we just made just a cool little like Nerf bar that plugs into like where the hitch would go.
Fit nice?
Nice enough. That way it's removable if he does want to use a hitch or something like that. But we did just make just a little bar just to protect the back end.
All right, I think we're ready to go back to the way we were, right? I'll start bagging and tagging.
Ripping and stripping.
Tag it. Bag it. Yeah, I like that back there. It'll look good.
Yeah. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take pictures of it and then send it to them. That way they can see how the seat sits on here. Yeah, one of the things I did, since we did a two-up seat for this, and I made some patterns just for Danny Gray. We ship receipts to him. When they get a seat pan, they don't really know like what position or anything that it's in. So I figured this would just help them out a little bit, and we sent some pictures with it also. So should just give them a little better idea how it's going to be on the trike.
Left on it now after it comes back from paint and powder coat is trying to remember how it came apart and put it back together again, which is pretty easy because we've done it so many times, so it's not really that bad. We got to clean up our mess, you know, from trying to hurry up and finish and get everything out the paint and powder coat, and
Then when it comes back, we'll assemble it and can't wait to take it for a ride.
Nick.
What?
Do we got most everything for this bike, or? You know what I'm about?
Yeah, dude.
The usual. We started assembly on the trike this morning. We're trying to get a couple projects going at the same time here. So we got Nick, and we pulled Phil from paint.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. You know, everybody here works together really well. I think that there's definitely a clearance in the air since Paulie's been gone. You know, the people here like to do their job. Break time is break time. Lunchtime is lunchtime. And that's the way they keep it, you know, so.
You need a hand, buddy?
Nope.
You ready?
When you're working with somebody and interference of in and out, in and out, in and out, when they're an important factor into the build, it's a pain in the ass for everybody. So that doesn't go on anymore, so everybody seems to be a little happier.
So when are you retiring?
Me?
Yeah.
Never.
Never?
Never, never.
We're about 30 right now?
35.
35, yep.
I'm going to make sure I spend every penny of my money so my kids don't get.
Can I have some?
Then I'll die. Then I'll die.
Yeah. Yeah, right before you die, you light the house on fire. All right, see you later.
These guys just about got a rolling chassis going. They got the motor in, the sides on. So these guys are moving along pretty fast.
That's good.
Putting this bike together took a lot longer than anybody has anticipated.
The move is pretty good.
But the guys have hung in there, worked hard, and worked as a team. So we're finally going to get to see this trike all put together. I can't wait to fire it up.
That is great.
You're nice, man.
Yeah, it is nice. It's comfy.
Yeah, it's real comfy.
You know, once again, these guys have outdone themselves. The motor sounds great, the paint really pops, and it looks like a badass chopper trike. Everybody's been working kind of hard lately. They've been working real hard, and we've been doing kind of stuff that's really nerve-wracking and, you know, just mentally challenging. So just decided to get out on the bikes. Nice ride coming over the mountain here. Have a little barbecue, I guess, or just come down here by the river where it's really nice in Cornwall.
Ah, the beautiful Hudson River.
So I guess we can eat, huh?
What do you got here?
Yeah, what do you got here?
Chili, hot chili.
Chili? All right.
Yeah, today we started out working, still a little foggy from the weekend, so it was nice that Senior offered to go take us. We were going to go for a ride and go have some lunch down the river. It's delicious. You did a hell of a job, Senior.
I stayed up all night.
But I thought we were all going to get fired today.
I guess I just want to talk a little bit about where we were like 6 months ago up until now. And 6 months ago, whether you realize it or not, when we were having all this Paulie and Mikey, we were really in bad shape. I don't know if anybody really knows how bad a shape we were in, and you probably don't want to know it. But honestly, I think since those guys left, I honestly see a better team effort. Just decided to kind of express my token of appreciation for what these guys do and what they have been doing. I think that we've built some of the nicest bikes that we've built by far, no doubt. I'd say the last probably six bikes that we built, or bar none. There just seems to be a much better team effort, especially since, you know, Paulie and Mikey have left. So I think it's important that people get recognized for what they do. A lot of that was getting covered up. The thing of it is, I think, is the credit's going to where the credit's due. Jason Poole designed those bikes. There was nobody there to come in there last second, tweak something, and take all the credit. You know, I think that Paulie's absolutely a talented person, but I think that it's important to see that now that he's gone, things are still moving on in the same direction and maybe a little bit better because people show up on time and we haven't missed a beat. If anything, we've picked up momentum. We're not completely out of the water, but we're at least making progress and we're probably 10 times better off than we were. And I contribute that to everybody, you know, putting 100% effort to do it.
Paul's definitely right. There's more of a unity with the team now. Everyone knows their role. There's no superstars stomping on people. Everyone just does their job, and we're busting out some really cool stuff. So it's an exciting team to be part of.
And so I just want to tell everybody that I truly appreciate it. And I think that if everybody keeps plugging and everybody keeps just doing what they're doing, working together, team effort, and just keep doing what we're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
I think one of the things we want to try and do is go with the fake grass stuff, because without that, you get a muddy dog park.
Yeah, that's one of the worst problems.
That's the worst problem with the dog park is mud.
Yeah.
No question. Currently working on a dog park for the Village of Montgomery. And today I'm really just kind of getting Rachel up to speed on the overall project. They may have somebody to donate the fountains.
Oh, good.
Possibly. So fountain, I say fencing, okay? We obviously need a fence.
Yeah, I think black would look really nice.
Oh, we have to get someone to clear the woods. Now, the village is going to help with that, but I think we were talking about using a local guy here. It's important, obviously, that people donate.
Yeah, there's no budget for this. Our budget for this is nothing, so we don't have much to work with, so we're really looking for people to help us.
Maybe we could search some stuff online. I'm coming over by you. Me and Rachel got on the computer, and she started kind of searching for, you know, different people.
See, now there's this stuff, which is the fake grass for dog parks.
Mm.
It says it's a knitted flow-through backing, durable blades, antimicrobial protection, ideal grass surface for dog parks. That would be something good.
Perfect, actually. Mm-hmm. That's exactly
what
we need for the grass.
That would be a company that we would have to call.
Is this Canine Grass? Hey, you guys do dog parks? One happened to be a grass company, and that's a big deal, because to have artificial grass would be beautiful, because then you don't have to deal with all the mud, and it's just a big problem for dog parks. We just started researching because, you know, our goal, and there's not much of a budget for this. Our goal is to have the coolest dog park in the world. It was nice because once we found the website, I was able to get on the phone and talk to somebody, and they're going to be calling back, which is good because we already started to make progress other than just dreaming about it. We're actually, you know, stepping forward and trying to get people involved.
You know, I almost wonder if we should try some local companies and see if they want to be involved.
That would be great.
You know, it's a community project, so obviously any way I could pull from the local community, any kind of resources or materials or expertise, that's where we'll go first. If we can't find it here, we'll go outside of this local area. But it is important that you keep it local, and you know, I guess I'm starting to realize my job here, and in part is, other than the design stuff, is to kind of go out and kind of inspire people to, you know, be involved. Well, you know what? We got a good start. I mean, we made one successful phone call because they're going to call us back, so that's good. And I think we got a really strong list. We'll call one person. If they don't want to do it, we'll call the next, and we'll find people who want to work with us.
All right.
Okay. Let's go eat.
Rick. Come on. Mikey boy. Yeah, today Bill and Stacy are coming, and basically, what we're going to do is unveil the trike. Get on that side, Brick.
Where's the drummer?
Nick, get on the other side here. Get all the guys that were involved. It's actually covered up, so he's not going to know what it looks like until you take the cover off. Stop the Clint Eastwood look.
Are you ready?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That looks good. Oh, yeah.
That's a trike, huh?
God. Look at that. Huh?
My first thought, it was a trike. God. I couldn't take a smile. Still can't get a smile off my face.
You think this
is
nicer?
Yeah, I love
that. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that looks...
That's nice paint, isn't it?
Everything about it, I mean, the wheels, the depth in them, and the looks of it, the paint job. I had no idea it was going to look like this. The whole thing's totally different. Man.
Yeah. I think feeling-wise, there's a difference between doing a corporate bike and doing a personal bike. I think it means more to the individual.
Sit right on it, Alfie.
You know, when you do it for an individual, that makes a difference in his life because he has injuries where he can't really ride a two-wheel bike. So,
man, sitting here like this, you don't realize you got two tires behind.
What's that, bud? Put your feet up. How's that feel?
It's good.
Huh?
Yeah.
The biggest problem we had with it was where we were going to put the kickstand.
Because of my physical with my knee and hip replacements, I knew if I wanted to keep on riding, I had to get something that I wouldn't have to control with my legs. So
why don't you get on the back, see how you feel on the back of it?
Yeah, definitely.
Floorboards.
Yeah, just step right on the floorboards.
Don't scratch it.
That's the thing with them fenders, man, even with bags.
Oh, yeah.
Man. That's perfect for you, man.
Oh, yeah.
You look comfortable there.
The idea behind the trike was so that he could ride more because of his knees and hips. He's unable to ride our two-wheeler. It's a lot more comfortable than I've ever had before.
I bet. I bet.
I can get to sleep back here. So this does it all. He gets to ride more, and I have a seat like a Cadillac, and we're excited. We got to take it home and play with it.
I don't know how to describe this one, but it's, I couldn't have, from what I've seen it so far, I don't think there's a thing I could ask for to be any better on it. I just want to thank everybody that had a part in it to keep my riding days going.
I did most of it.
Yeah, I'm really excited because Senior's going to take us out for a test drive, so I get to feel it. I'm more used to it than I thought I'd be. I thought it would be a lot harder to get used to.
You really got to get used to the feel of it, the swaying and all.
Thing on a regular bike is stopping and making turns, and I don't have worry about that. I mean, I just keep my feet up there. It's a comfortable ride. So
I like the sound of it. I can't wait to get it back in Richmond.
Way beyond what I expected. As far as looks and riding and everything, it's just, I love it. It's a sweet ride.
Where the heck are we? Where are you guys taking me?
Paul had no idea where we were going today. He thought his truck was away somewhere, getting cleaned. So when we showed up, it was kind of a surprise to walk in and see his truck there.
What the heck?
Yeah, we stole it from you.
I thought it would be nice to surprise Paul with new leather seats for his truck. New leather seats.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, wow.
And they look amazing. The seats actually match the interior. They're gray leather, and they have the embroidered crown.
That is nice. Oh, yeah, the headrest matches the vinyl. Very nice. And they actually did the logos embroidered in the headrest in red. Which really complements the outside lettering with the red shadowing. It is a nice addition to the work truck.
Yeah, I think it looks great.
It does look great, man. It looks really nice. Overall, it looks really great, and I'm just excited to get it out of here. Very nice. Thank you, guys. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was all her.
Very nice. You think we should do the logos in the back headrest, too? What do you think? Whatever you want, man.
Yeah. You're the design guy. I don't know.
Yeah.